That is the brilliant voice of Becky Hill with Sagala, their brand new single, and it is called Heaven on My Mind. And yesterday we were zooming.
Yeah.
Zooming with Becky Hill to catch up on everything that she's been up to over the past few months, including touring with The Script, who her favourite member of The Script is, her deep love of rave music. But we started by asking Becky about having such a summer banger of a tune, but not being able to perform it for crowds at festivals.
Yeah, it's hard work. It's hard work to not be able to perform the music that you're releasing to a bunch of people who just want to have a good time. You know, it's become a lot more difficult. What is so nice is that I think when this song came to me, when Sagala sent me Heaven on My Mind, you know, I was actually going through quite a personally tough year last year, and when this song came to me, I loved it because it was something that I would never have written myself at the time. And what's freaky now is that it turns out that everybody else is going through a really bad time, so it feels nice to be able to put this out in a time where, you know, I needed this song, I needed to hear this, and hopefully people will feel like that about it now.
And Becky, before the world turned inside out and upside down, you actually went touring with The Script. What was that like?
Oh, incredible. I love those boys.
Who's your favourite?
Go on, tell us.
It's got to be Glenn, because Glenn bought me a book.
Oh, what was the book?
It was called The Untethered Soul. Very deep and meaningful.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, he was such a sweetheart. I think he'd been watching my Instagram stories and noticing how kind of nervous I was on tour and that. And he bought me a book that was all about kind of freeing your mind from the inner voice. And
that's very
really,
sweet.
Really
from
helpful.
The ego.
Yeah. From the what?
Yes.
From the ego.
Oh, I thought you said the eagle. I was like, oh, is that another word for your demons?
Well.
The
eagle.
The eagles have landed.
Yeah.
No, the ego. Freeing yourself from the ego.
Is it quite nerve-wracking touring and performing? We think that's the best bit for an artist, getting out on stage doing their thing, but does it come with nerves?
It massively is the best part. You know, that and creating music is my favourite things. And I think what is nerve-wracking about tour is that, especially if you've got lots of dates in a row, you know, the worry would be that my voice doesn't make it,
okay,
or, you know, that I'm not going to be able to perform as well as, you know, because it's tough. And I don't write easy songs, apparently. You know, they're all really solid to sing. They're really high and vocally very athletic.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that night after night, you know, your voice can tire and you can get in a bit of a sticky situation.
You have a deep love of rave music, is that right?
I do. I love it. I love rave music. I love the rave environment.
So tell us about your podcast, Becky.
You're getting me started on a very dangerous subject here, because I go on and on and on about this. I'm so passionate about it because I'm just so fascinated. I was doing the Pete Tong Ibiza Classics tour.
Amazing.
I've been doing it for the last 3 years in a row. I remember I went to see that show as a punter, and when I was stood in the audience watching that show the year before, I turned to my boyfriend and I was like, I really want to be a part of that show. And he went, Becky, you're going to be. And a year later, I was a part of that show. And it's such a magical, it's such a magical show anyway, because you've got a 100-piece orchestra stood behind you. You've got Pete Tong stood right at the top, saying your name down a microphone is a very gooey feeling, you know, at the best of times. And you've got all of these people who are trying to live, you know, the best days of their rave life again. And it really kind of got me thinking to how different rave is now. If rave had changed, and over the years I wanted to know, you know, if my generation had missed out on this golden era of rave, and who better to ask than the people I had on. I've got Andy C, Ronnie Size, DJ Zinc, and Pete Tong himself. So it's been such a fascinating thing, and I recommend it to anybody who feels either like they've missed out on the golden age of rave, or like the golden age of rave is now gone. I recommend it.
Becky, thanks for chatting with us today. The single Heaven
so
on My
much.
Mind is absolutely brilliant.
I hope to meet you guys in real life
yes.
one day and have such a lovely weekend. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
That is the brilliant and beautiful and sound Becky
She's
Hill.
She's so sound, so down to earth, and I love the way she talks about about rave. It's a passion. I'd love to go rave with her.
I left the Zoom call. Una stayed on it for another 10 minutes going, did you have X-Works jeans as well?
Joe Blogs.
Joe Blogs. You can see the full chat with Becky Hill up on our Instagram TV, IGTV, at This Is I Radio. And stay listening. We will be playing Becky Hill a lot. She is absolutely fantastic.
TV. Hashtag AO Show. Every weekday morning from 7 a.m.